This episode is sponsored by our friends at Fujifilm North America. Their X-Series digital cameras and lenses may just give you that creative edge you're looking for in your portraits and events. You'll find everything from 40 megapixel image quality to 40 frames per second burst, plus unique in-camera film simulation modes and effortless usability. Click the link in the episode description to find the full range. There has never been a better time to invest in your passion, so make sure to click the link. Hey there, it's Nikki Klosser, and I want to let you know about an awesome free giveaway for people on our email list. If you haven't already, click the link in our podcast description or go to theportraitsystem.com/signup to get on the list. If you sign up, you'll get a free posing 101 PDF to jumpstart things. It's an epic PDF, so you'll definitely want to get this. Also, just by being in our email community, you'll get deals, sales, and information about any of our upcoming events and activities. So head over to theportraitsystem.com/signup and sign up today. You're listening to the Portrait System Podcast.
Specifically, I remember one family that I did a mini shoot for. They wanted another mini shoot this fall. And so I got her on the phone and, you know, I told her the new way I'm doing things and that everyone's loving it. And she's like, okay, that is amazing. It's overkill for what we're looking for this year. But when we are ready for those legacy wall portraits, you're our girl. And I'm fine with that. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Welcome to the Portrait System Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Klosser, and this show is here to help you succeed in the world of photography and business, to help you learn to become financially free doing what you love and so much more. With over 1 million downloads, countless photographers have taken what they've learned from both our episodes and from theportraitsystem.com, and they have grown their businesses, quit their day jobs, and are designing a life of their dreams. We keep it real and share stories about the ups and downs that come with running a photography business. You'll hear real life stories of how other photographers run their business, and you'll learn actionable steps that you can take to reach your own goals. Thank you so much for being here, and let's get started. Hey guys, now is your chance to check out all of the incredible photography education we have available for you at theportraitsystem.com. For only $7, you will get access to over 1,000 videos, including pricing, posing, marketing, lighting, sales, inspiring photo shoots, self-value, and more. Yes, you'll get your first month for only $7 when you become a pro member, and you'll get access to the full download library with posing guides and workbooks and so much more. Also, this includes a pricing calculator, a studio startup timeline, our weekly live broadcasts, including Sue Bryce's live talks, access to our private, members-only Facebook groups, special discounts on photography products, and so much more. Head over to theportraitsystem.com and enter the code PODCAST7 to get your first month for only $7. That's theportraitsystem.com and enter the code PODCAST7. My guest this week on the Portrait System Podcast is Stacy Ideas. Stacy was a shoot and burn photographer for 13 years, and she found herself exhausted from having to do hundreds of shoots each year and still not making a sustainable income. At her breaking point, Stacy found the Portrait System, and within only 1 year, her sales average has surpassed $1,000 per shoot. Stacy shoots a combination of lifestyle portraits on location, personal branding and headshots, and portraits in studio, and she shares how she got her average up so much in a short amount of time. Stacy also shares how she markets her business in small town Nebraska and how she no longer suffers from burnout and now has more time to spend doing awesome personal things in her life. Okay, let's get started with Stacy Ideas. Hi, Stacy. Welcome to the Portrait System. How are you?
So great. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to just tell the listeners that you're on this amazing girls trip and you right now, and you took the time out to do this with me. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No problem.
All right, Stacy, will you tell people where you're from and how long you have been a photographer?
Yes. So I am from small town, Nebraska, USA, born and raised, corn fed. I have been doing photography. I did my first paid shoot when I was 18 years old. On black and white film. I remember it like it was yesterday. Super hot day, little 2-year-old girl.
At 18.
Yeah. Nice. $20. Charged her $20. And then I always just moonlighted as a photographer. Of course my parents said get a real job. So I went into X-ray and MRI, and I worked at an orthopedic clinic, sports medicine. Yep. And just, you know, did shoots for coworkers, mostly did families back then. Mm-hmm. And then my husband got a job opportunity in a town 2.5 hours away, still in Nebraska. Super small town, 4,500 people is where we live now. It's That's called small. Wahoo. Yes.
No, like W-A-O-O, literally. Uh-huh. Yep. I love it. I'll always remember that. Wahoo, Nebraska.
Yeah. so we moved there in 2011. And I was so busy trying to do both X-ray, you know, work full time in X-ray and shoot evenings, weekends, edit at 5 a.m. It was just crazy. It's hard on our marriage and it was just time for a change. And, you know, you don't really recognize it until the change happens. You're like, okay, yeah, we needed that. Yeah. So we moved to this small town and with my husband Ryan's blessing, I did photography full time. So I've been full time for 14 years.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I think that's something that is important to talk about when you do have another job, a full-time job, especially something like what you were doing or like what I was doing or teacher or whatever, and then trying to do it all after working hours, after you're already working a full-time job, it can be very stressful, very hard on your relationships and your social life, on your body. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's, you know, I think people reach different points where they realize like, okay, it's time for a change. Like for me, it was depression. Mm-hmm. It wasn't so much the time because at the time I didn't have kids. You know, I was still, I always say this. I don't feel like you have to have kids in order to be busy. Like I don't mean that when I say I had kids, but kids clearly take up more time than if you don't have them.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, so for me, it was like depression and my mental state. Like for you, what do you think it was overall that was like, I know you said it was just stressful on both of you or whatever, but you know, what was it?
I think it was the lack of creativity I felt at my full-time job. Okay. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. We didn't have kids either at the time. And I just feel like my whole decade of in my 20s was work hard, play hard.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Work. And then, you know, fill my creative cup. And then, you know, everything I earned from my shoot and burn photography life, it was all fun money because I had this full-time job, right? With benefits and it was awesome. Mm-hmm. So I had all this fun money and I didn't really see photography as being a career at that point. So I had all this extra income. So I, just kind of spent it all and
Well, you said you were shoot and burn though.
Yeah.
So I know there are some, you know, shoot and burn photographers out there who have, you know, a $2,000 sales average or whatever, and they just give every, you know, all of the digitals from a shoot or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm guessing maybe that's if you weren't seeing this as like a possibility as a career yet with this, I'm assuming maybe you weren't a real like, you know, industry standard pricing shoot and burn.
Oh, heck no. I started at $20, like I said, and you know, it incrementally creeped up. So $50 and then $100. And then, you know, like I said, I didn't take it seriously at the time and I didn't invest in any education. I thought being a friend with another photographer was like, no, we can't be friends because you're my competition kind of. Mm. So I didn't see the value in having a network or, just really taking it seriously at all. So,
I think there are a lot of photographers out there who they see someone else doing it. Okay. This is how I started. Really. I saw someone else doing it, a friend of mine, and she was doing great. And I was watching her and I was like, well, what do you charge?
Yeah.
You know? And she was like, oh, maybe she started at like $150. And I was like, okay. So I started at $150. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we just are watching what other people are doing sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we do forget that there is that education out there that can really truly teach us how to run a business. Mm-hmm. And our friends are great. And the people that we are seeing, they're doing their thing or whatever. But once, and I'm wondering if it's the same for you, once I stopped watching what other people were doing and I focused on my own goals, my income needs, and just learning how to truly run a business, it changed everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's back up. You had said that it was really hard in the marriage, trying to do all of these things. Just you were overwhelmed with your job. You needed more creativity. You decided you're going to start doing photography. So did you start doing that full time as a shoot and burn photographer, or did you switch over?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I did. So when we moved, like I said, it was like 2.5 hours away from where we previously lived, and I still had clients there. So once a month, I would go back for a long weekend and just shoot, shoot, shoot.
Oh, nice.
And then slowly got to involved in our community. So actually, the best thing I did was join the Chamber of Commerce in our tiny little town. Yeah. So my husband and I both joined the Chamber of Commerce. He's a loan officer at a small town bank. And we found that super helpful. So not only did it let us meet people, because it was actually great for our marriage, because we moved to this tiny town, we knew no one. So we were each other's only source of friends.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. So we got to reconnect on that level, but we got to meet people by joining the chamber. I began shooting like ribbon cuttings and business after hours. So a lot of event photography, which I did totally for free. But every time you're seen in the community with your camera, right? People see that and they think of you. So that was huge. So that's how we slowly got to meet people. And I took some pictures for the bank too. But yeah, that's how I kind of got rolling with new clients in a new city. I'm shocked that I didn't become an alcoholic, because I can't imagine what I did all day. We didn't have any children. We had two dogs. I mean, I remember walking the dogs a lot, but we renovated our house right away. So we kind of, it was funny living situation. We just kind of immediately put everything in storage and just lived off of bare bones basics while we renovated our house. And we were living in the basement on a mattress. I had a folding table for my desk, and I had a folding table for my kitchen for 8 months. That's how we lived. So I was in this crappy basement with a light bulb, like Depression era, hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah. I'm like picturing mafia interviewing you on your like mattress.
Yeah,
with
exactly.
The light bulb.
Yeah. Yeah. And my ironing board, that was my drying rack for my dishes.
Wow.
But yeah, so that's the point where I did join, our Professional Photographers of Nebraska. So that was my first, time being around other photographers and like-minded people. So that was awesome too. So I did start to see the value of education and networking with other photographers, just having that support system, because it is seriously an all-encompassing job. We have to be a therapist, a stylist, know about lighting, know some maths. so it's good to have a network just to bounce ideas off of, borrow equipment when you need it, you know, all the things. So that was good. So back to the shoot and burn though. So yes, I was still shoot and burn, but I did attend a workshop in Texas with Joy Prouty. She's an amazing photographer. She was, I would say shoot and burn, but she was at that higher price. So she charged like $1,500 for a session and included 3 canvases, and then you got all your digitals. So I was like, came home from that workshop super inspired. And of course I was like, I'm going to try to adopt this. And my husband was like, no one's going to pay that. So I was like, well, it works for her, but I just didn't have the belief. So I think I tried it for 6 months and went back to my, you know, 350 standard mini session crap.
Right. So, okay. At the time, what exactly, I know you said you were doing some of the event stuff and some family stuff, but what was your main genre? And that might even be the same as today, but like, tell everybody what you were shooting back then. And you said you were at $350.
Yeah. Families mostly.
Okay. Mostly families.
Families and seniors.
Okay. So for $350 per shoot, like how many shoots do you have to do to kind of like get your salary, you know, your income up to where you need it to be at $350 a shoot?
A lot, right? So I kept that pace for 12 years up until this last year, until I found Zoo.
Yeah.
So I made a spreadsheet when I first discovered Zoo. I'm like, I'm curious. I want to kind of do the math on this.
Yeah.
So I made a spreadsheet. I counted all the sessions I did in 2022, over 450 shoots.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And that was a lot of mini shoots. I mean, I remember one week, I did 23 sessions in a week.
I would die.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. So That was last year. And my average sale, are you sitting down? Yes, you're sitting down.
Wait, this was 2021 or 2022?
2022.
Oh, so this was just last year. Yeah. Oh gosh. Okay, yeah. Here we go. This is getting juicy.
Okay. My average sale from those 450 shoots was $243.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah.
But you know what? Yeah. We had my husband's income too, because mm-hmm. he has a great job. So I had that safety net. But yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm burned out. We have a 9-year-old. Mm-hmm. She's starting to get involved in activities. I'm on the board for like 10 different organizations. I can't keep this up. I got to say no. But I'm so thankful for Sue. She's changed my life. Seriously.
Okay. I'm really curious how that worked for you, because now I know your sales average is much higher. Mm-hmm. And just last year. So wait, when did you like switch over
exactly
to
a year,
new pricing?
Exactly a year ago.
Exactly a year ago. Mm-hmm. Okay. So a year ago, you were doing over 400 shoots a year mm-hmm. at a $240 something mm-hmm. sales average. Mm-hmm. I know there are people out there listening who are in your shoes, mm-hmm. maybe not doing that many shoots, or, you know, the pricing might be a little bit different, mm-hmm. but I know there are people out there listening who are like, girl, I feel you. Like, that was me. Mm-hmm. So I want to hear exactly how you made this transition, because now I know you have different pricing mm-hmm. and I can hear people saying things, but like, well, how do you raise the prices? People aren't going to pay that. What about my old clients who paid my old pricing, and like mm-hmm. all the things that I'm sure you probably went through and thought of when you tried to raise your prices before after the Texas workshop. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. So let's just kind of go through all of that. So okay. You found the Portrait System, Sue, the membership too. I want people to like, yes. not just the podcast, mm-hmm. that we do have the membership. Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell us what happened.
Yeah. So I discovered Sue through another photography friend. She told me about these studio tours, and I love interior design.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm really interested in other people's spaces. And like I said, I love environmental portraits. It's my absolute favorite. So I actually just found her on YouTube and started watching the studio tours. And then I was like, interesting.
Real quick, so people know what studio tours are. Yeah. Well, why don't you describe, just so coming from your words?
Yeah. So basically Sue chooses these amazing photographers to check out their space. And she sometimes she visits them. Sometimes it's kind of a solo thing, but she interviews them. They do a shoot together on these studio tours, and you get to see behind the scenes of these photography spaces. And they talk about their pricing and their thoughts and fears around the pricing change. So mm-hmm. very educational and very inspiring.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we do have the studio tours on the portraitsystem.com, like on the platform too. So they are there too. But isn't it so cool to be a fly on the wall?
Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I love it too.
Yeah.
And then one more question before we keep diving into this is, you said environmental portraits are your favorite. Yes. For people who might not know what that means, just give an idea.
Yeah. So walking into someone else's space. So whether that's their studio or their business, but just looking for the beautiful natural light and the best way to showcase them and really tell a story with their portraits, with using their environment.
And that's for personal branding, right?
Yeah, personal branding or lifestyle families. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on location, wherever they're at in their natural environment. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So moving forward, you started watching the studio tours and then what?
Yep. Started watching the studio tours and piqued my interest with the pricing models and stuff. And then actually I didn't even discover the podcast until after I joined, but I kind of was brainwashed. All of a sudden something clicked and I was like, I've always wanted to sell framed art. I've always wanted to, I love designing albums. Like, why can't I offer that? Mm-hmm. And I dabbled in it a little bit, but no one ever bit because of Shutterfly and all the cheap ways to DIY your family, you know, mm-hmm. portraits and stuff. But then the more I thought about it, I'm like, you know what? I can do this. I can do a boutique business, you know, less clients, more quality clients, more time with clients. Yes. I don't have to mm-hmm. hop from session to session and not even catch my breath and connect with anyone. Mm-hmm. So I joined and started binge watching like everyone else. My story's not that unique there. It's so addicting and you are so inspired and it was the perfect time. So it was exactly a year ago. We, you know, I was so burnt out. And so I took the time to really do deep dives and wish I would have started with the self-value, of course, but started with the fun stuff. but yeah, slowly I dug deep into the archives and just really got the guts to do it. So the way it happened was, wrote down some numbers to start my package pricing. I used the pricing calculator, which is amazing.
That tool is absolutely incredible. And it's so eye-opening because I think a lot of times we just think that people randomly pull pricing out of their butt.
Yeah.
But really, if you put all of your expenses down in everything, including insurance, including gas, if you're driving on location, your website cost, if you do have a retoucher, any sort of studio rental space, like makeup artists, everything, you put every single cost that you have in, you say how many shoots you want to do per year or per month. I think it's per month. I'm trying to remember how much you want to make per year and then how many shoots you want to do per month, all of your expenses, and it will spit out at the bottom what your three package prices, a recommendation of what they need to be with all of your expenses, your savings, you know, everything. And it's like, holy shit. Like it takes the emotion out of it. And it's like, this is real.
Yeah.
If I want to survive and not burn out and only shoot, you know, 10 shoots a month, as opposed to 40 or whatever you're doing crazy, this is what I have to charge.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that was really eye-opening. But anyway, so I did the pricing calculator, wrote down some numbers on a little notebook page, and then I took a deep breath, put them in the drawer, went about my daily life. We took a trip to Australia over New Year's last year.
Oh, amazing.
So I thought, okay, I'm going to have lots of airtime to think about this. So when we got back from Australia, brought that piece of paper out again, looked at it again, took a deep breath, put it back in the drawer.
What was on the, like, do you remember, you know, what was on the piece of paper? Like, what was it scary? Was it?
It was scary to write a 4-digit number.
Okay. So you needed to start your package pricing at least 1,000.
Yeah, I think it recommended 1,200, I think, for the numbers I put into it. But I settled on 750 for my lowest package.
Okay.
Which I am regretting now. It's changing in 2024.
but still, that's a more than double, triple what your average sale was before. Absolutely. So that's a big jump. Yeah. Okay.
Big jump. So then I took the opportunity to share with my husband my thoughts and feelings about how I wanted my next phase of my career to look like. And he agreed that it needed to be different. And I said, this is the way to do it. I really believe in it. And he said, no one's going to pay that, but good luck. I support you. And he's amazing that way. so I started with portfolio building because I knew I wanted to shoot in the studio more because I didn't have, also I should say my studio is attached to my home.
Oh,
so
nice.
When we renovated the house, we knew we wanted to add a studio on. So we added a 800 square foot space in between our house and our garage. So we have a really long L-shaped house, but I love my studio so much. It's my happy place and my commute rocks. so I knew I wanted to start shooting in the studio more. So I needed obviously some pictures to show what I can do.
Yeah,
I shot for a clothing boutique for a couple years. So I called up one of those models who was also an influencer. And so I was pretty strategic there when I asked Taryn to model for me because I knew she is comfortable having her photo taken and posts several times a day. And she just rocks at social media. So I was a little strategic there because I knew if she loved her portraits that she would share. So I chose her as my very first portfolio build. I found a little hair and makeup artist. Actually, she was a hair designer and she kind of taught herself on YouTube some makeup stuff when I asked her to do it. So she did her hair and makeup, and we did the shoot, and it was amazing. She loved them. She's had the same profile picture on her Facebook page, which I took for over a year, which is, I think, kind of crazy for an influencer.
Yeah, for an influencer,
their
like
same
that's,
image.
That's
yeah.
big. Yeah,
so I find that a compliment. So I, again, with my pricing, so I, you know, I was practicing in-person sales too, because I had never done that. I was always an mm-hmm. online gallery person. So I kind of approached her as, hey, you know, I'm really excited about changing the way I do business. I would love to photograph you, Taryn. What's in it for you is, you know, I'll give you some social media files to share and I'll give you 50% off prints. So I was like, here's my pricing. You get 50% off. You get 50% off. So
yeah. And it started at $750. So your package.
Yeah. My lowest package, $750, and then $1,200. And then I think maybe $1,500. I can't remember now. Cause I just recently changed. So I've like memorized my new pricing. And then my highest package was $3,400.
Okay.
Yeah. And then a la carte wall art and albums.
So you were giving her the digitals mm-hmm. for social media, yep. but if she wanted any print products, yes. she would have to purchase them at half off.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay. So you slid the pricing, then what?
Yeah. she loved her pictures. She couldn't decide. She was super happy. She made awesome posts. She always sings my praises. She's a good cheerleader for me. So continued to portfolio build early this past year, like in January. Just being strategic with moms, you know, kind of really doing a deep dive into what I was really passionate about shooting. So mm-hmm. what I discovered was I love connections between people, but small groups of people. So generational, mother, daughter, love those. Mm-hmm. I like photographing a single person, but I love the brain teaser of posing multiple people.
Oh, you do?
I do. I like
most people shy away from that.
I know. I find it like yeah. Tetris. Have you ever seen The Queen's Gambit, that show?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
So you know such how she's show. At night, like looking at the ceiling and uh-huh. watching the chess pieces? That's how I'm like, I'm in a Queen's Gambit.
So funny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I do not do that. I love posing one person. I mean, I don't mind posing, you know, but.
Yeah.
So you like a challenge then. That's
I do
awesome.
Like a challenge. Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. great.
Yeah.
Okay, so you love that's the connections between people. So you do a lot of the mother daughter like mm-hmm. generational. Okay, mm-hmm. and what else do you love?
I'm doing 40 over 40 now, and I've done 21 women, and it's been very very interesting experience. I have to say, I've met some very interesting women.
And how's it been for your business, like price wise?
It's been great. Yeah. Price wise. Yeah. My average sale for my 40 over 40 is $1,071.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, going up from $240, Stacey, that yeah. is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hope to triple that in 2024. So we'll see.
Yeah. All right. I have a million questions and I know listeners are like, ask her this, I can just hear what people want me to ask. Okay.
Good thing there's no chat.
I know. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about portfolio building one. I think it's really important, even though I know you were a photographer for so long, but when you're going to switch any sort of style or add studio or add outdoor or whatever, you want to make sure that you have some like really, really great stuff, mm-hmm. especially when you're going to raise your prices significantly. Mm-hmm. So I love that you did that. Mm-hmm. Number one. Okay. Number two is once you said you were doing the portfolio building for like mom and baby and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. At what point when someone just like, did people just start inquiring and then you were like, okay, this is my new pricing, or did that start with the 40 over 40 campaign?
No, I didn't start 40 over 40 till July.
Okay. So January you started your portfolio building mm-hmm. and then it wasn't until July. Okay. So at what point did you get your first like real live, quote unquote, real live customer that you weren't saying here's half off or did yeah. you? Did you
no.
still offer? Okay. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Only my portfolio builds did I offer 50% off.
Okay.
So my very first paid client with my new pricing was Amanda, and I will never forget her. She's a nurse at our little small town hospital. She wanted to do a boudoir shoot. She's adorable. It was February, early February this year. 2023. And I invited her to the studio for a consultation, and she loved that. She loved coming into my space, which is just beautiful. I'm so proud of it. So I love when people can come and see it. I had studio samples ready to go. So I showed her the different products. We talked about her vision for what she wanted, and she said she was ready. So she Venmo'd me $500 for session fee. Mm-hmm. And that included hair and makeup and her shoot. And I think we did 3 or 4 different looks. So we scheduled her shoot. She came in. She felt so empowered and beautiful. She is really big on social media too. So she just blasted how much fun she had. She came back 2 weeks later to look at her images, and she ordered my smallest package, of course.
The 750, right?
Yeah, 750. Yep.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
And she loved her pictures, and she said she can't wait to do it again. So she's actually, we're looking for a date for her to do it again a year later.
Awesome. Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Oh, and she also bought a slideshow too. So I think she spent all in all $500 session fee, $750 smallest collection one, and a slideshow for $500. So she spent
over $1,000.
Yeah. $1,750.
I'll never forget my first client over $1,000. I'm not talking about weddings, but like portrait client. I'll never forget her. She was my Kelly. Like, and then Kelly brought 4 of her friends back to do a shoot. And she gifted them all a $500 gift certificate towards their, paid for their session fee and everything.
Repeat clients are the best.
Oh my gosh. Okay. it truly, truly the best. Mm-hmm. All right. So... Oh, and you know what else I wanted to say is that there is an episode or 2 or 3 on the Portrait System of people talking about their first $1,000 sale.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool to hear. Like, everyone has a story behind their first $1,000 sale. Like, mm-hmm. I remember during the sale, like the photo view, I was sweating, like, you know, when she asked for my pricing, like just all of it.
Mm-hmm. It is scary.
Yeah. But then it's like, I did it. And if you did it once, you can do it again.
Uh-huh. It's so true.
All right. So my next question is, what about those 400 people that you photographed last year? And they come back and they say, Stacy, I'm ready for my next photo shoot. How are you handling that?
I still get heart palpitations when I get an email from past clients that have like another kid that's due for senior pictures or whatever that I photographed in the past that are amazing clients and have been coming to me for years. So I think it's all in how you market it. So that very first communication with them is, oh my gosh, I would love to photograph you again. And I'm also really excited to tell you that I've changed the way I do business. I'm really excited about it. And everyone's been loving it.
Yeah. Pumping it up.
Yep. Pump it up. Mm-hmm. Tell them that everyone else is fine with it.
Yep. And here's my most popular package right now.
Yep, exactly.
Like, so that people are feeling like, oh, others are doing it. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, and truly, it's like the psychology of selling.
Social proof.
It's social proof, 100%. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm sure you've experienced this. I've experienced this. There are going to be people who are going to be like, eh, no thanks. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. There are going to be people who go to Shutterfly and order their album still. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. But you don't need 420 clients anymore.
No, I don't.
You need a quarter of that.
Exactly.
Or less, right? To make the exact same, less than that, to make the exact same amount of money that you did in 2022, mm-hmm. but working less, spending more time with your daughter and your husband and your family and on girls trips.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. Well, and the funny thing is too, it's important too to give them an out too and say, hey, totally okay if this doesn't work for you.
Yes.
I understand. It's a big change. And just giving them permission to say no.
Mm-hmm. No shame here.
Right. And so specifically, I remember one family that I did a mini shoot for. They wanted another mini shoot this fall. And so I got her on the phone and, you know, I told her the new way I'm doing things and that everyone's loving it. And she's like, okay, that is amazing. It's overkill for what we're looking for this year, but when we are ready for those legacy wall portraits, you're our girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine with that. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So
exactly. And I would not be surprised if she comes back in 1, 2, maybe 3 years. That has happened to me many times where people just aren't ready. Mm-hmm. They're just, you know,
ready,
they need to.
Or not ready.
Yep. And then they're going to see, they're going to keep following you on social media because you were so gracious about it and didn't make them feel any shame around it. They're going to keep following you. They're going to keep watching your photos. They're going to see their friends or their, you know, people they know in the town who've done it. Mm-hmm. And then it starts to snowball.
Yep. Yeah.
It really does. Now, okay, real quick, being in such a small town with 4,500 people, do you pull from outside of your town? Like, are there any larger cities around? Or are you literally just, your clients are within your small town?
We're 25 minutes from our capital city and 25 minutes from the biggest city, Omaha. So we're right in the middle. So we're kind of a bedroom community. We have a lot of people that work out of town.
Okay.
And so a lot of my clients from referrals and whatever come in from Lincoln and Omaha.
Oh, that's great. That's great that you have areas to pull from.
And the magazine I shoot for is in Lincoln. So
tell us a little bit about that. You said you shoot for a neighborhood magazine. So what does that entail and how does that pay you?
So 2 years ago, I got a message from a publisher from this neighborhood magazine. It's called Stroll Country Club. It was a referral from a photography client who had ad space in the magazine, and she recommended me as maybe interested in this gig. I didn't really know that this job existed, but we did a Zoom call, and Kristen, our publisher, was like, "You seem so bubbly and happy, and I think you'd be a great fit." So what it is shooting for our neighborhood magazine. It goes to 3,500 families in the country club area of Lincoln, which is this beautiful historic neighborhood, beautiful tree lined streets, big historic 2-story mansion. It's just a beautiful neighborhood.
Oh, that sounds like amazing.
Yes, it is. It really is. So not only shooting the families and the neighbors for this magazine, but also all the business spotlights. So every month there's a cover family on the cover, and I shoot that, and also some lifestyle images to go with their story. They all self-write their own stories for this magazine. And there's a section on pets, there's philanthropy, and then there's 2 business spotlights a month. So I'm shooting between 3 and 5 family and small features a month, and then 2 businesses a month in exchange for a quarter page ad for the whole year. And I think that if I were to pay for that ad, it'd be like $700 a month. So I get paid that way, but otherwise it's all commission. It's all if they purchase.
Yeah. Now, okay, so you're doing the shoot for specifically for the magazine, but if they want their own digitals or their print products, they have to pay for them.
Yep.
Wow. That's a pretty good deal.
I think so.
Wait, how many a month did you say? How many shoots are you doing a month for this?
3 to 5 family and small features, and then 2 business spotlights.
Every month.
Yeah, every month.
Yeah. Okay. That's a lot. Are people buying?
Yeah. So I would say 75% of my businesses purchase because they need new headshots or whatever.
Right.
And then maybe 50% of my families, but it's small prints. I've had a couple wall portrait sales and album sales here and there, but, so that's that.
Do you feel like having that quarter ad and all, you know, and just having your name all over these photos within the magazine, are you getting new clients out of it?
I feel like the more times they see it, yes, eventually. But shooting for the magazine has been so great for networking. Actually, there's several reasons I love shooting for the magazine. One is it allows me to practice a kind of a low risk thing.
Yes. That's a really great point.
Yeah, because it's a free shoot for them. It's whatever, we're having fun, it's for a magazine, whatever. But it allows me to practice communication skills, you know, lining up shoots with businesses, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And for networking, because, you know, I shoot them for the magazine, they get to know me, they know, like, and trust me. And then the next time they have a new staff member come on board, they're like, "Hey, Stacey, we need more pictures. We love the ones you did for Stroll." So they think of me. And I've gotten so many other jobs from that experience.
Okay.
So it's awesome.
So it seems worth it. Yeah. I was just kind of scrolling through your photos.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the shoot, okay. two things. One shoot that jumped out at me is this like beekeeper shoot that you did, and you had said it was for the magazine.
Uh-huh.
I really love it. Like, you have such a good eye for capturing like different angles and details. And that got me to just, a lot of your work is studio. You have a lot of indoor, like there's a good variety. Mm-hmm. But I saw that and it made me stop and I was looking through it. And I started paying attention as I was scrolling to more of your images, whether they were indoor or outdoor. You have such a great eye for composition.
Oh, thank you.
And like in my own Facebook group, I often get the question of how do you crop? Because I do two photo Tuesdays, so people can put photos mm-hmm. in a comment thread mm-hmm. and I critique them. And one thing I often say is the crop feels off. You know, the crop feels off. I say that a lot. Mm-hmm. And people are like, well, how do you crop? Like, what are you? And I'm like, okay, this is going to sound, I don't know. Like, I just don't know because I'm not a big rule follower and the rule of thirds and all of these things or whatever. And it's a feeling. And people are like, what? What do you mean it's a freaking feeling? And I'm like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's a feeling. And when I look through your photos, you follow exactly zero. Okay. And I could be wrong about this, but it seems like you follow exactly zero composition rules and it's a feeling. Am I right about that?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I just love the way you compose and crop, and it's really, really amazing.
So
I just wanted to say that.
Thanks.
Total side note. Yeah. Okay. So after my little sidebar there, I want to get back to the 40 over 40 campaign. Cause you mm-hmm. said you just started that in July. Mm-hmm. Is that something, I know you said you've met some interesting people, but is that something that has been fruitful at this point?
Yes, it's been very fruitful. And it's, everyone has girlfriends. So one takes one to know one. So a lot of it's been referrals. So I started with my two best friends that are over 40, and I turned 40 myself too. So that was kind of a good way to launch it as I turned 40. Yeah. This is mm-hmm. how I feel. This is maybe how you feel too. So it's been great.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Is it something where you are giving away anything? Do they come in and get a free print? You know, how does that work?
Yeah. Kind of looked to see what everyone else was doing, of course, but my normal session fee is $500. Yeah. For this, I did $350. It includes hair and makeup and one 8x10 print that's matted.
Okay.
And then the opportunity to purchase more, of course.
And how many people are buying?
I've only had two no sales, and they were actually my friends that I portfolio with.
Yeah.
So yeah. Should I count them?
No, I don't charge my best friends. I just don't. Never.
Okay. So wow. 100% of people have purchased.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's really great. That's really great. How are you marketing it?
I have a landing page on my website and Instagram posts and Facebook. That's it. No paid ads or anything, but word of mouth and just word of mouth mostly is how it's snowballing now. And I have had some friends, they're not yet 40. They're like, oh, please do this again. I want to be 40. I want to be shot by you. So.
Oh, that's so awesome. And again, planting the seed for later on. And that's so great. So just to kind of summarize, this last year has been pretty amazing for you, mm-hmm. it seems. So you did 13 years of shoot and burn, burning yourself out. Mm-hmm. January of 2023. You wrote that down in a piece of paper. No, you said it was December.
Yeah, ish.
2022. But then January 2023, you decided, you know, you're going to start portfolio building with the new stuff and raising your prices. Here we are. We're doing this recording on December 1st, mm-hmm. 2023. So we're still in the same year. And you said your average sale went from $240 from last year to $1,071 this year so far.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is, quadruple is four. What's five?
I don't do math on Fridays.
How do you say you have five times your sales average in a matter of months.
Yeah.
It's really incredible.
Thank you.
And also it just seems like, you know, I said planting the seed, but in so many ways, like with the magazine, the 40 over 40 campaign, with past clients, letting them know that things are going really well with your new business and you're excited whenever they're ready to come back if they didn't want to do it now. Like a lot of marketing, what we do, I think we want instant gratification. Mm-hmm. And that's just not always how it happens. Like right. with networking meetings and, you know, the chamber and all of that. Like, yeah, you start meeting people, but it takes a while to kind of like grease the wheel and get things going. And mm-hmm. a lot of what we're doing now is for later. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's really important for people to remember that, because I know it can get frustrating if clients aren't coming in right away. And mm-hmm. but if you have a strong portfolio, if you're providing great customer service, you value yourself and what you do, and this is always going to be a, you know, something that we're continually working on. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, it's not like we ever reach a certain point and then that's always there. Like that's right. something we're always working on.
Yeah. I have something to share about that. And I just posted in our Facebook group yesterday. But, you know, as confident as I have become over this year, because it does get easier sharing your pricing and saying it out loud. Mm-hmm. I feel now that we're in quarter four and I'm paying attention to my numbers and looking at my books, I have realized it's evident that I'm a overgiver, and okay. I still must have some guilt over accepting large sums of money. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whether that's a free print here, an expensive bottle of wine there, you know, kind of giving clients gifts to kind of help them feel better. I don't know. But yesterday, the last couple of weeks, I've done a lot of client delivery. So that's a level of service that I like to provide, is delivering my products, because I have so many people come from out of town. It's no big deal for me to take a day and do a bunch of deliveries. So mm-hmm. This past week, I just felt like a damn celebrity, Nikki. And I never want to forget this feeling, but they were giving me gifts. They gave me gifts. And one of my 40 over 40s, I'm not going to cry, but one of my 40 over 40s, she bought my biggest package. She loved her images so much. She spent over $4,000 on portraits with me. And her story is amazing. I haven't shared anything with it yet. She is a very interesting person. But my first urge was, okay, I got to give her a gift, a really big, nice gift, just to say thank you for this. And then, I don't know, I went to deliver her images and I was nervous, because I was like, she spent so much money, like I hope she likes it. I you know, she just trusted me. She said, you design my album, you do everything. And so there's always that little fear factor of, I'm gonna have to reprint this, she's not gonna like it.
Normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I delivered it the other day and she was so excited. So excited. She asked me to sign her book, which felt so wrong, taking a Sharpie to this beautiful album that I worked so hard on. But she asked for my autograph. That's just this amazing.
Amazing.
And then another client bought my biggest package that I delivered yesterday. And I did take her a fresh green Christmas wreath because it's Christmas time. But she gave me a gift. She got me a bracelet with all these charms on it. And she picked out each charm for me. There's like a cat and a camera and a little quote about the camera. And she gave me a coffee mug. She gave me cat toys for my cats. Like,
so cool.
Amazing. So it's, people value what we do so much. Yeah. And I just, I never want to forget the way that my clients made me feel yesterday.
Well, and I think it goes both ways, where they're doing that because of how you made them feel. Mm-hmm. And that's truly what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to be the best photographer in the world. You have to have professional standard, but you don't have to be the best in the world.
Right.
But the way you make your clients feel, and that just experience you give them, and how you are caring for them during that shoot and telling them what to do and helping mm-hmm. them with their hair, and all of that really, truly adds up. And here you are getting they're like, here's $4,000 and I'm going to give you a gift.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a real thing.
I got a facial too.
Oh my gosh.
From another client. Yeah. I feel spoiled.
So awesome.
Yeah.
So I love it.
Thank you.
Well, I'm excited for you. I mean, it's only been less than a year since you've implemented this new pricing, and I'm so proud of you and excited to see where this all goes. And, you know, it was your time. It was your time.
Yeah.
And here you are. And a lot of the hard work, like, sure, it's still going to be hard, but now a lot of the hard work is kind of you've set the stage with the hard work. And mm-hmm. now it's, you know, it's just going to be continuing to move forward. Mm-hmm. So.
Exactly. Well, and also having boundaries on my calendar too. That's on me. I mean, I could have been say that I'm booking 6 months out, but I people pleaser. So last year saying yes mm-hmm. and doing 23 shoots in a week, FML. Yeah. So now I like to do 2 or 3 shoots a week is my comfort level.
Yeah. That was always a good number for me too. Mm-hmm. Now I'm only doing 3 a month usually, but I'm also doing the podcast and, things like that. 10 years. Yeah. Well, I guess 9 years that was my comfort zone too, 2 to 3 mm-hmm. a week. Yeah.
Yep. With 2 jammy days, I call them where I don't have any appointment.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you, Stacey. This has been really great. I think it's nice to hear from people who, who maybe haven't been in this IPS game for so long. Oh, that's one thing I didn't ask you about is how do you do your sales sessions?
Yeah. So I really actually am loving same day reveals. And I was with you because I know that you like to show edited stuff, which I do too. But it saved me hours.
Yeah.
And I feel like I kind of gauge people. Some people have the vision. Some people mm-hmm. do not. So mm-hmm. I kind of get a feeling for what kind of hat they're going to wear. So I kind of leave it open-ended. And we see how much energy we have at the end of the shoot. But mm-hmm. when it does work out and we do image selection together and Cole together, I think it's empowering for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made me improve my skills too to get it right in camera.
That I can see that for sure.
So that's been great. So, I mean, other than nipping and tucking and whatever on Photoshop, but it's great because they leave their shoot already knowing and not have to guess if they're going to love them. And I know they love them because mm-hmm. I've, showed them and they've made adjustments to them, mm-hmm. Whether it's their posture. Most of the time it's their posture. They're like, oh, I'm so slouchy. Yeah, I told you, sit up.
I know.
They just have to see it. So, yeah.
Yeah. For the, the same day reveals or whatever, a lot of time, I know you said that, I don't love them, but it's, I see the value in it for sure. Mm-hmm. And for me, a lot of it is the energy at the end. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, even though I'm a quick shooter and it's really only a 2 to 3 hour, usually 2 hour shoot for me, including hair and makeup.
That's amazing.
Usually I'm shooting for an hour.
Yeah.
But I still feel really drained at the end. I think because I'm giving that client all of me, mm-hmm. All of my, just my attention and my love and my kind, I just get zapped from mm-hmm. energy really easily.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for me, that's probably the main reason why.
Mm-hmm.
But I love how you said that. It does. It makes you really get hone in on your skills and mm-hmm. your lighting and everything so that they're looking great when they see those.
Yeah. Well, and they're feeling great. And you mm-hmm. want to catch them when they're on that high.
Yes. Yes.
Totally. Feeling hot and, mm-hmm. being proud of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I do have a couple questions that I always ask at the end of each episode.
Of course.
And the first one is, what is something you can't live without when you do a photo shoot?
Music. Stacey can't live without music.
A lot of people say that.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yep. I take my Bluetooth speaker everywhere.
Sweet.
Yes.
Very cool. All right. Number 2 is, how do you spend your time when you're not working?
I love to work out. I love to spend time with my family, all the normal things. I love to cook. I golf.
Oh, fun. Yeah. I just started golfing 2 years ago. I still suck, but it's fun. I'm going to join women's league.
Yeah. They say sex and golf are the 2 things you don't have to be good at to enjoy.
That's hilarious. I just like having once a week with a bunch of ladies and outside and, it's fun.
Yeah.
All right. Number 3 is, what is a photography product that you would recommend for people to have?
A spider holster. I know a lot of people love them. They are amazing. I've tried lots of mm-hmm. different things. I had a chest holster thing. I've done the crossbody.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a belly dancer when but I love it. It's been really nice.
Same. I'm naked without it.
Yeah.
All right. Number 4 is, what would you tell people who are just starting out?
I would say I'm going to sound like a total Girl Scout. Always be prepared.
I like that though.
Be prepared to hear a no, and know that no doesn't mean no. It means not yet. And be prepared for whatever may come your way. So say you're shooting on location, you know, take extra stuff. You don't want to have to MacGyver it if you're just starting out. Yeah. So just always be prepared. Have your batteries charged. Take the stress away that you can, so you can focus on your job at hand. So that's what I would say.
Yeah, extra cards. Yes. Extra batteries. Extra cards.
Cover your back.
An extra lens.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wear the comfy shoes.
Yes. Yes. I love it.
Yeah. Be prepared that for whatever comes your way. Handle it.
That's great. Yep. Awesome. Well, thank you. Where can people find you online?
I'm at stacyideus.com. That's S-T-A-C-Y-I-D-E-U-S. On Instagram, I'm stacy_ideas. And Facebook is Stacy Ideas Photo.
Fantastic. Thank you, Stacy. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And we'll have to do, you know, an update. You'll have to keep me posted on how things go.
Yes. Aiming for $3,500 average sale in 2024.
Sweet. Yeah. Love it.
Yes.
Are you going to go to WPPI?
Not WPPI, but is Portrait Masters changing?
Portrait Masters is now merging with WPPI. So it's going to be at the same. So it'll be WPPI and Portrait Masters at the same. But there'll be special like events just for Portrait Masters and like Portrait System members or whatever. So it is. Yeah.
And when is it? Is it coming up really fast, right?
It is in March.
In March. Okay.
Yep. In Vegas.
I will have to see, but I want to. I wanted to go in September, but wasn't in the stars for me this year. But
So it will be in March this year.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I absolutely do plan to attend in the future and enter Prince competition. So.
Oh yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again. And I will hopefully see you in March.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much for listening to the Portrait System podcast. Your 5-star reviews really help us to continue what we do. So if you like listening, would you mind giving us a review wherever you listen? I also encourage you to head over to SueBriceEducation.com where you can find all of the education you need to be a successful photographer. There are over 1,000 on-demand educational videos on things like posing, lighting, styling, retouching, shooting, marketing, sales, business, and self-value. There's also the 90-Day Startup Challenge plus so many downloads showing hundreds of different poses. We have to-do checklists for your business, lighting PDFs, I mean truly everything to help make you a better photographer and to make you more money. Once again, that's SueBriceEducation.com.
It's time for me to tell you about this episode's sponsor, Fujifilm North America. If you haven't experienced portraits and wedding scenes created on the large format GFX system digital camera sensor, you are missing out. Along with up to 102 megapixel resolution, you'll find rich colors and gorgeous in-camera looks. There's also AI-driven subject detection and 8 frames per second bursts inside the compact GFX 100 digital camera. Hit the link in this episode's description to view the products. It's time to dream big in your creative process.